السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. My respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He decreed about this deen that it will last till the last day, after all the changes of age and times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made the divine arrangement for the protection and preservation of this deen. What the other religions or what the other anbiya before Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did not have, that's why their people finally deviated from the right path, and things of the deen got corrupted. And then the other Nabi, Prophet, would come and fix the deviations and call the humanity again back to the right track. Because there would be no Prophet now till the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the arrangements that this deen could not be deviated. People could not make Islam something else. Though there will be such cult people, they will try to innovate, introduce new things into Islam. All Islam will face challenges, and it has faced, like the other religions, they could not withstand when they face any challenge. They drifted away with the challenge. But Islam has faced even greater challenges than any other religion, Christianity or Judaism or Hinduism or Buddhism or anything else. But still, we see that Islam did not lose the spirit, the essence, the teachings of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And that was the reason that divine arrangements have been made to protect this deen. Among them is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a strong group of sahaba, companions. What the other prophets did not have, those kinds of companions. If you look at the seerah of other prophets, you will find, like even Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Right? Compare the companions of Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam with the companions of Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam, and you find a huge difference between them. When Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam at different times called them to show their determination, they failed to prove their determination and dedication for the deen. Until a time comes that when Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam wanted to make jihad, they said that إِذَا بَنْتَكَ رَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَ إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَائِلُونَ. You and your Lord go and fight, and we will be sitting here. If we win, we will come with you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the company that they said that if you ask us to jump into the ocean of power, we are ready to jump into it. They were so strong in their determination, dedicated, ready to die for the cause. And that way, they took the message of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from east to west. And they sacrificed a lot. No prophet had those kind of companions and those sacrifices from their companions. Even Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, he had only very little number of companions. Only 12 disciples, and among them one betrayed. very small people and not that much dedicated as the companions of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He decreed, it is decision that this religion will, this deen, this sharia will remain until the last day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the arrangements to raise up a generation of those people that were able and basic to become the companions of last Prophet. And the same way among the divine arrangements for the protection of this deen, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the responsibility of guarding his books from any kind of corruption, alteration, saying that inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We have revealed the book, the book of the remembrance, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared that for sure wherein he will be governed, he will guard it. Who will protect it? And the history is the witness for this. That almost 1500 years elapsed, but no change has been found and could be done in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is still unchanged even with the same letters, with the same pronunciations, with the same rules and principles. Nothing has been changed. So this is the divine arrangement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among the same things, same arrangement Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it to raise up ulama, the scholars of Islam in every age and every time, who could protect and guard the interpretations of Islam, call the people towards the right path and face and confront the challenges in their own times. That was the arrangement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized that much on hell. As I mentioned last week, that ummah, this ummah is based on hell and knowledge. And darkness and ignorance cannot creep into this ummah from any side, because it's been protected from every way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the mu'mineen that in all times they should have a group of people who is dedicated in every age, who should have a deep knowledge of Islam. And that was the ayah says, وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً فَلَيْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُوا فِي الدِّينِ وَلِيُنذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ. This ayah has been revealed after the expedition of Tabuk, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the people, whoever left behind from that expedition and could not prepare themselves for the jihad on time. That gave the impression to the people that it is must for every Muslim in every time they should go out in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should be in jihad. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there is one more very important faculty of Islam. That is the faculty of knowledge, theology, ilm. And it should not be abandoned. It should not be left alone in any time, in any age, in any period. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that it is not for the mu'min, that everyone will go out altogether. From every big group of people, there should be a small group. From every faith, there should be a ta'ifa. Every community, they should have some people. They should dedicate themselves to seek the knowledge of Islam, to seek the interpretations of Sharia, and to ponder upon the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acquire the knowledge. And what their duty will be? To check their community, go back to their community and find out what is going wrong. And warn them, so they will become the warned people. They will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The community will become God's fear.
So this is the requirement, that's the arrangement, and there is the requirement from the Sunnah that all times they should produce those kind of people. They will face the challenges and they will stand up with the work of Dawah and call the people and invite the people, Muslims, to stand up for the Dawah, teach them. Because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ta'allamu wa allimu. Learn and teach the people. And they will have the qualities. What ilm gives, what ilm imparts, the qualities. Among them, the most important is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى. Knowledge is the thing that will inculcate the real faith and real fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. And those will be the people who will testify about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ قَائِدًا بِالْقِسْطِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. So they will be the people, they will tell the humanity about the faith, about Iman. They will introduce the people. If person has no knowledge, how can he give Dawah to the other people? And they will be the people who will call the other people towards the Akhirah, preparing for the Akhirah, and tell them about the short period and temporariness of this dunya, this life, and the Akhirah being the permanent. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in between the lines of the story of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam or the people of Qarun, when all the people were going after the luxuries and comforts of this worldly life, the people who had, they had it. And the people who did not have those luxuries, those comforts, those means of life, they were looking at Qarun and saying that, oh wow, what you have, what kind of life is this? Look at this transformation, look at his buildings, and look at his business, and look at this and that. But they were one band of people, one group of people, they were not influenced and affected with all that dunya and the attractions of dunya. Who are they? Quran says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرِينَ. The people who have been given the knowledge, they say, what happened to you people? The reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward of Akhirah, this is better for the people of Iman. And who does the righteous deeds? So this is the responsibility of the scholars, the true scholars of Ummah. And there is, these qualities are the criteria between right and wrong. If you want to go between the ulama of haq, truth, and ulama of falsehood, batil, what is the criteria? This is the criteria. That how do they fear? How much they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much they are dedicated for the service of Islam? How much they are inclined towards the Akhirah? And how much do they do what they call for? Yaquluna ma yaquluna, are they do what they say? Or they are the picture of this ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yama taquluna ma la taqaloon. Why do you say what you then yourself don't do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned these sifat, and ilm gives this. Ilm teaches them all the good characters of a mu'min, what Islam and Quran requires and ahadith requires, will be found and should be found in a person of knowledge, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it, Alladhi ayyutul ilm. In your own, he has been given own from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will respect each other, they will honor each other, all the Muslims, and especially when a scholar will honor the other scholar. If they have the quality of trying to disgrace and dishonor the other person, then he is not from the father own. He has the own, but the own is not beneficial for him. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the Allah, and he said, look, I even not here. for the beneficial, and that ilm will become beneficial. And in another dua, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa. We don't want that kind of ilm that will not benefit. That will not give us the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will not give us the strength to give the dawah. That will not make us understand the brotherhood of Islam. And that's what those people understand. Though they have the riots and they have the ilm and they are on that level too, that they could criticize each other. But that criticism did not make them dishonor the other person. When they find someone, what he thinks is wrong, they try to debate him, they try to correct him, or accept their own opinions towards him. And that's what we find even the scholars of faith like Imam Abu Hanifa, and after that Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, if they have differences, they did not stop from mentioning it. They made it clear to the other person. But at the same time, they respect each other. Right? Like Imam Shafi'i rahmahullah, though he was a very great scholar, but for other scholars, like for his teacher Imam Malik, he has a great respect. He did not see Imam Abu Hanifa, because the year Imam Abu Hanifa passed, he was born. But from the students of Imam Abu Hanifa, he studied. So he has shown great respect with wherever he has to show the disagreement, he has shown it very clearly. Because after all, those ulama and those scholars were also human beings. And they could have made mistakes. But not this kind of mistakes of disgracing someone, disrespecting the other alim, and dishonoring them. So what happens if a person reads few books on Islam, or maybe few translations of Quran and few books of Hadith, he thinks that he has the authority to criticize any alim, any scholar, not only that he can dishonor them, he can give speech against them in front of the people to get cheap fame. But those scholars of Islam who are real scholars, you know, they did not stop from mentioning if they had any other opinion, disagreement, or if they had anything they were uncomfortable about that. Like the story of the Imam Shafi'i and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahumullah, was very famous. That Imam Shafi'i, when he was old, he asked and he called Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, and wrote him a letter that, "Come to Misr, see me. I don't know how long I am going to live." And then Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said that, "Okay, I am coming on this and this day." Imam Shafi'i made all kinds of arrangements to receive him, and there was a very warm welcome, and everyone was very much excited to receive the Imam of that time, Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah. And when he arrived, all the family members of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh were very much happy and delighted to have him in their home. His family members, his daughters prepared all kind of food for him. And then Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, when he came, his daughters noticed something. And he said that to their father, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, that this Imam, you told him, is a very great Imam, great scholars, and then he should be with the attributes and sifat. These are two weird things in him. One is that when we presented the food, when the food came back, we realized that he ate lots, so much, and the real scholars, they don't eat that much. And the second question we had about him, that we put the water for tahajjud prayers and ibadah in the night time before Salatul Fajr, but we noticed that he did not touch that water. That means when he woke up for Fajr, when you wake him up, you went with you right away to the mosque and prayed there. So he did not pray in the night time. And so what kind of Imam? Is he a real Imam or Imam of Waterloo Mosque? What is the case, they asked. So he said, no, he's the real Imam. But the point is that let me give some time to clear what I think, what you are telling me. Because they did not discuss when they had something uncomfortable about the other person. They will not hesitate to ask. They said that, "So, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he was a student, Imam Shafi'i is a student. I respect you a lot. I know your sifat. I know your real alim Rabbani. But I have this question. My daughter says this question." He said that, "First of all, you know, when I started eating, I thought and looked, I felt that the food you presented to me, that was real nice and the most halal food I could ever get. And I thought that this food from you should have barakah in it. And that food has shown really barakah to me.
that when I lie down on my bed to sleep, I will use 100 masail from one ayah of Quran. That's why I ate a lot, otherwise I never eat that much food. I eat very little and people know about it. And your second question is that why didn't I make wudu for tahajjud? That I never slept in the night. I thought that I am in your house. How was my teacher? How could I sleep? I was thinking about the deen and sharia and ahkam till the whole night. And I prayed salatul tahajjud with the same wudu I prayed Isha with. So I did not have to make, and when he got this answer, he was very much excited and pleased with the answer and mentioned to his daughter, see, this is the real alim, the alim, this is the alim Rabbani. So these were the scholars. They did not disgrace each other, but they did whatever their duty was, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them for that. They stood up in all times whenever there was a fitna. You know, they attained that knowledge, they had to take great pains, and to impart that knowledge, they have to take even greater pains. You know, in today's age, when somebody seeks knowledge, acquires knowledge, he will be awarded. He will be given gifts, certificates, and people respect him. But from the school of Sufa, ask the most dedicated student of that school, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that what certificate and what award he got from that, he says that because of the salvation, in that school, I was far failed. I could not stand it on my own. That was Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. To impart that knowledge in all tongues, you know, because when they are the real ulama of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not care about the forces, about the things. We find the story of he himself, the Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayhi, that when people started the fitna of Khalq al-Quran and they said that Quran is the Khalq, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was the fitna created by whatever, and they made it a criterion between right and wrong, between who follows their way and who does not follow their way. They were very few in number, but they were controlling the economics, the siyasa, and the media, everything, like the Jews of today. And even the king of that time, the ruler of that time, Mamun, was influenced by him. And at that time, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayhi, stood up and he said that no, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever you are saying is wrong. And for that, they imprisoned him and gave him the 18 lashes every day. But he did not say that poor and old scholar. But because they knew that when they become alim, they have to step up, they have to be strong, and they have shown that strength in all time in all ages. That was Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi. But if you dare add in your time, that in all times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the divine arrangement that there will be scholars. When there were other fitan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Imam ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi. And what he did, he confronted all the challenges at one time. At one place he was contending evangelist Christians, at the other hand he was facing the cult and the sect of Babylonia, and the third hand the Mediterranean and innovators, and giving the light to the humanity, became the beacon and minarets of light for this ummah to bring back and keep them on the track. Not only that, in all ages and all times, when Akbar, the Mughal Empire of subcontinent, he started a new deen saying this is the deen of Ilahi, it's called deen Ilahi. They were accepting Mujahid al-Qasani rahmatullah alayhi. He stood up and confronted him. Otherwise there was a time when people thought that this deen would be gone and nobody will follow this deen again. You know, you hear about those Siraf Bakira from Jamia and Babylonia and Qadariya and Mu'tazila and this and that. You think that they were very weak groups of their times? No, they were very strong. But what made them part of history was the effect of ulama of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Result of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were students in their times. They could have made mistakes because they were human beings. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them stand up. From all this, from Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Jawzi, whether it was Imam Bukhari or Imam Ghazali, Imam Razi, and you see the whole history of Islam is filled with these kind of people. And they have been persecuted.
He asked to face difficulties. What was the reason that Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayh, the greatest scholar of Islam, could not get a piece of land in Bukhara? And he died sick while he was traveling and trying to go to Samarkand before reaching Samarkand, in between Samarkand and Bukhara. What made Imam Abu Hanifa's funeral procession go out from a prison? What made Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal suffer this much? And all the other people, you know, what they wanted to do? Or you look at the history in the near past, in Mesir and Egypt, ulama who stood up to give the right message to the humanity, they were persecuted, but they did not care. And that shows that these are the fitat of ulama. On that criteria we have to judge right and wrong. Yes, and when we know about someone that he is the alim of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who had these kind of characters, who did injure to the ummah at any cost, who did not care about anyone in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not even the umara, the governors, the rulers, the persecutors, they did not care about anyone, but they called the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to stand in between the ummah to show the ummah the right path. And this is the thing the other religions missed. And when they missed, what happened? They deviated from left, right, and no one was there. Even Christianity, why Paul that easily succeeded in introducing a new deen to Christianity and making it closer to the Hinduism or paganism? That was the reason. Because no one was there to challenge it. Not at that time, even centuries after him, no one was there to challenge him on the basis of theology and tell him that you are wrong. Even Martin Luther in the, you know, few centuries back, when he rose, he did not have that their true intentions, their ambitions and aim that could face and confront the wrong direction of Christianity. That's why he could not stop it. He had limited aims and objectives and very limited knowledge about Christianity. But the ulama and scholars of Islam had prepared a whole huge library. Even serious individuals of them had prepared the libraries that it will take our whole lives to read and study those libraries. I will come back only to the ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدًّا. People who dedicate themselves, have iman and do amal al-salihah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put their love in the hearts of the people. And that's what happened with the scholars of Islam, that whenever they were on the right path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put their love in the hearts and minds of the people. That thousands and hundreds of thousands followed them and loved them and adored them. And that will last till the day of judgment. We should also do the respect to our respect, love them, and, you know, benefit from their books and from their guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet mentioned that al-hikmatu dallatu al-mu'min, like wisdom, a word of wisdom is the last thing of a moment, wherever we find, in whichever alim's book we find, we should get it from there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to acquire the knowledge of alim and reward all the scholars from on behalf of us and on behalf of all ummah and enlighten their graves and give them jannah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rahmatika ya rahman rahim.